Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon this time, and welcome to Madam Perry Salon, the podcast that's just a cultural salon in a genie bottle in cyberspace. And I'm your host, your groove mistress and spiritual advisor, Madam Perry, but you can call me Jan, JP, Perry. I'm just happy to be here and happy that you're here. Thanks to everyone who's been subscribing. I seem to be on more podcasts apps and I'm aware of, but that happens to all of us podcasters, but that's okay as long as we're out to the people, and then if they're not charging you, that's good. But let's see, we've had so many fun people on. Oh, and if you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio, if you would, please, if you're looking at the screen, click on follow or whatever podcast app you listen. If you would follow, I'd appreciate that, or feel free to leave a message now, or review. If you listen to Spotify, they tell us that they've made it possible or provided the ability to be able to leave a review while you're listening to the podcast on Spotify. And so, yeah, go ahead. Let me know what you want to hear more of. Last week, we had Kazem Sultan. Now, you know, may know him as the bassist for Utopia and Todd Rundgren, also a musical director for Meatloaf. He's played with Blue Oyster Cult, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, all kinds, everybody. Kazem Sultan. And he is on tour right now, just solo, doing his own work. He's got a new CD out. And I think that next Monday he'll be at City Winery in Nashville, Tennessee. Tuesday he'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown, where I'll be seeing him. And then I believe in a few weeks after that, he's going out with this group, Kazem Sultan's Utopia. And so I will keep you up to date on all of that. Let's see, what else? Don't forget, we had Ian Bremner talking about his movie, Inheritance, Italian Style. And he and his sister, lawyer and legal analyst on CNN, HLN, MSNBC, and Bremner were on with their book about crime in the time of social media and justice. And so still check out their book. Also, I have to mention my friend, Brandy Stillwell. Brandy, her book is None of This is Going According to Plan. Now, the first time she was on it was with her comic book, Sasquatch Detective, which is from DC Comics. Hilarious story of Tanya Lightfoot, the Sasquatch gal who became a detective, and she's very good. And Brandy has worked on just about every show you've ever seen, like Family Guy, American Dad, a whole bunch of others, as well as live shows. And so her book, None of This is Going According to Plan. If you listen to that episode of her on my show here, Madam Perry Salon, then you may be aware that at one point I just pushed my mic away, laid my head on the desk, and just laughed for the whole time. So, yeah, definitely check out Brandy Stillwell. Now, tonight as a guest is a band you've probably heard on here before, but I know you've heard them everywhere else. This band is from Liverpool, UK, you know, where all these great musicians come from. And they are just banging. Their career is getting hotter than ever. Their music is always as primo. They've got a new EP out on their label, Truly Independent Records, and I am super thrilled to have two of the guys here tonight. We're going to talk about what they're doing. Band is Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, and I have Joe Symes and the drummer Colin White here in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing really well, thanks. How about you?
Doing good, doing very good. So right now it's, what, about 8 p.m. over there at Saturday night. You guys are getting ready to go out, I'm sure. Are you playing tonight?
No, we're just going to be drinking alcohol instead. We're having a break.
Okay.
We've just been there, you know. We've been spending the past week or so, obviously in preparation for the obviously for the release of the new EP, getting the track to obviously yourself and other people, and there's other people who are going to be getting it soon, just to play it and to review it in preparation for this release on the 4th of March. So we're just very, very pleased that it's finished finally after the ups and downs of the past 2 years. And everything's great.
Yeah, you know, everybody, and I talked to an indie industry, and then I know two different for musicians, and I think it's difficult for musicians or actors, performers that are used to doing, you know, you're used to creating your art in front of people and getting the feedback from the audience and the energy from the audience, and that's much like Kaz when he was on last week, Kaz and Sultan and other musicians, Tony Richards of the band Wicked was on recently. And yeah, it's a whole different thing for you guys. So I know it hasn't been easy to pull together what you would normally have done probably a year ago, but glad you've got new music out. Glad the new EP's out. I'm going to be playing a song from it later on. But for people who are just getting to know you, let's go over some of your, you guys have got some big cred that you've built up. So talk to us about what you've been doing the last few years or before we were all shut down by the pandemic. Talk about Shoulder to Shoulder and other things with Noel Gallagher. Just give us a brief history of Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, if you will.
Yeah, well, so over the past few years, we've had two albums out, a standalone single between that. They've garnered some fantastic reviews, both here in the UK and all around the rest of the world. The Shoulder to Shoulder compilation was a compilation that had two of our songs from the first album on. That was in aid of Kidney Dialysis Charity, which was put together by a man called David Quaife. His brother was Pete Quaife, who was the bass player from The Kinks, and that had ourselves on, and many other, well-known acts, such as Roger McGuinn from The Birds, Ocean Colour Scene, Wishbone Ash, and a lot of other people, and that was great to be on. That was just after the first album, and obviously since after that, we just, you know, we did a 2.5 year tour all across the UK. That was in promotion for the last album, Phase Two, which again was, you know, received, you know, absolutely fantastic. And obviously, what we did was we took a few after the that tour finished. We took a few months out from performing, just as, you know, write some of the things, and then we went back to the studio to start this new EP. And just as we got started and we're about to confirm gigs, Boris Johnson had to introduce the lockdown, the first one, so that was kind of a bit of bad timing. But obviously after that, you know, things were kind of up and down with, like, you know, lockdown, semi-lockdown, tier systems and stuff. And during that time, even though we weren't able to gig, we just, kept everything, you know, like just the promotion and the sales online, radio play. That was all still perfectly fine. But as things kind of eased a little bit here and there, we managed to kind of, you know, get back into the studio to do a little bit here, a little bit there. So, you know, the process of recording new took a little longer than what we expected due to what was going on. But now that, like, well, definitely here, things are pretty much getting back to normal now and all that. Obviously, we can gig again now. The EP's finally finished. It's just an absolute relief that it's finally done, and we can finally get it out there and people can hear it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I was reading recently this magazine, Jammerzine, great music magazine online that's done a lot of reviews, and those guys are crazy about you. I want to read something from their, I think it's their last October issue, where they were talking about your work at the time. It said, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind have released a new video for their track Shine, the track titled Shine Tonight. A slick video on the outside, a perfect meld of audio and video on the inside, but the magic is within the song. Joe Symes and the Loving Kind are a guitar-based band with a killer, and I mean killer, rhythm section. This is a three-piece. Remember that while you watch and listen. With a thick layer of hook and an abundance of flair, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind have taken that next evolution of their musical journey literally into orbit. And they have another quote a little further down that says, take note, if you're thinking of starting a band or wanting to get your music heard, this is how it's done. Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a really nice compliment, and the video for that song has been really received well. And there's actually a story behind it. If you watch the video very carefully, and you'll see as it gets to the end, you sort of come to the conclusion what the video's about and the power behind it and everything and the song that goes with it. It's a nice play on words, and also the video basically sums it up.
Mm-hmm. So how... was that the first video you had made?
No, that was actually it was the last video to conclude the promotion for the last album, Phase Two. Before then, there was a very brief video for a song called "Summer's Almost Coming." That was done at the start of the lockdown, and then there was a video that came out for a song called "I'm Going to Find Out Someday," which was part of a double A-side single that we did. The funny thing is about that video and the video for Shine Tonight, it was actually done by a friend of ours called Jake, and he had a small company called The Academy. And he started off kind of doing some photos for us where we started to get back into rehearsals. He kind of just came down, took some photos, and if you look on online recently, they kind of have these very lovely but simple black and white photos, very reminiscent of like the type of pictures the Beatles got did in Hamburg by people like Astrid and Jürgen Vollmer during like 1960, 1961, 1962. And mm-hmm. Without telling us, kind of a bit of surprise, came in, got some of those photos, and did it as a very simple collage for the song "I'm Going to Find on Sunday," which we liked a lot, and we put on our YouTube channel. And then after that, he kind of said, "Well, I've got another surprise in store." Certainly been working on, and the finished product was the video, the song "Shine Tonight." And he said, "Well, you know, now that the EP is going to be finished, you know, soon, you might as well, you know, this is kind of like, you know, the putting to bed of." The promotion for the last album, and what a way to finish the promotion with this video, with this, you know, kind of very intense video, with it's very fast moving, there's all just different things, it's you know, it's kind of like a whirlwind of like craziness, but even though there's a story to it, we were really blown away, and you know, we kind of like, you know, we just didn't see it coming and all that. And obviously the we sent it to it Jamazine to get reviews as well as other people. And I think, you know, the quotation that you said there, what they said is, well, I think it's summed up pretty damn good. So yeah, we were really proud of that. A lot of people who read this said they were, you know, they were very, very proud of us, so we can't complain.
All right, these days it seems that and you guys are, you know, you're certainly pros in the business. You're not newbies. You know what you're doing, and your audience certainly is aware of that and loves you for it. But let me ask you, these days, do you feel like musicians need a video or a lot of visual things to get more attention or to compete?
It certainly helps to have videos out when you're releasing stuff and that, you know. It's an extra promotion tool. Let's say, you know, if they do an extra radio session or an extra, like, you know, interview online or with a journalist. It's everything's all good promotion, whether it's like, you know, a short video or like a long video, it all matters, even if it's, you know, a local radio station or a big, well known one. All promotion is great promotion.
And it's good. It's like, you know, because you've got to get your music out there to as many people as possible. If you become a bit snobbish about it and think, oh, I'm not going on there, I don't want to do that, you're going to alienate a lot of people who probably haven't even heard you before, and who might hear you and be, oh, well, you know, word of mouth, you know, spread the word like butter.
Yeah, I know. I have, as you guys know, I'm a publicist, and sometimes it's hard to convince clients that, yeah, this is what you have to do if you want to get in front of people. If you think that just because you wrote a book or got a band, you're going to be big time famous, you've watched too much TV. You know, so yeah, that's a. But it's good to take it. I mean, it's great that there are new things like. You know, the social media and having YouTube to be able to share your music to a much wider audience in much less time. So I think these are things that some of the modern things that we're very fortunate to have to share. That way, you know, your music can get across the pond or around the world, which it already has, you know, a lot makes it a lot more available to your fans, which is great. Tell us about, you know, I mentioned a while ago the charity compilation, Shoulder to Shoulder. And, you know, as I said here in the intro, it said, because they called your song an indie rock classic in it. And in that CD, in that compilation, there's Paul Weller, as we said earlier, Ocean Color Scene, Roger McGuinn, as we've already mentioned, Noel Gallagher. Tell me how that feels. And you were talking to about, you know, it's organized, David Quaife. And we've talked about this before, I know, but doesn't that give you feel, I know everything is a step to something else, but that's got to be a great feeling to be in that group, because there's so many other bands that would like to be right there where you are. So it's got to be the best feeling.
It is, you know, to just to be put on, to be included next to, you know, people of that status, you know, because I personally, you know, big fan of, you know, the Bears. I thought they were a fantastic 60s band. You know, we all love, you know, what Paul Weller did, both, you know, in his solo stuff and in the Jam and Style Council, and just to name, you know, a couple there. But it's just something to be proud of, and you can actually say, look, you know, we've been, you know, not only in our case, not only one but two songs were put in this compilation. You know, they could have just picked one. We were like, oh, we want two, and we went, okay, you know, we weren't complaining. You know, if I could put two songs in there. We know. I think we were the only ones that actually had that done. So that was a compliment, and that made us feel proud. And people who we told were very, very proud of us. It's just, you know, it shows that, you know, I suppose, you know, that we've got something to offer. People are going to like it, and obviously it is of a high quality that it can be put next to people like that. So as far as we're concerned, you know, that's like, you know, the highest compliment. It's like a case in point. Only this week, a radio station here, V65 Radio, and it will be becoming a very major radio station in the UK. They're only new, but their reputation, popularity is really, really, you know, really starting to grow. And you know, only yesterday, the single off the EP, A Place to Call Our Own, that was a new entry in their top 30, and it came in at number 26. So obviously, hopefully, you know, after more airplay, it will, you know, climb higher. But also,
ooh, that's
a
sweet
good start. And the one thing that we were certainly proud of is the fact that we actually came in higher than the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jennifer Lopez.
What? Whoa! God.
Yeah. even though it's a new entry, we came in and we beat them straight away. So I'm pretty pleased about that.
That is so sweet. That is fantastic. That's gotta be better than a couple of cups of bracing tea. Okay, that's got to be what gets that.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Get me so charged up. Not
oh, yeah.
only that,
yeah. Yeah,
but Because I don't think you guys, you know, you're great at what you do. You got a banging band. You're great writers. But I know even with all that, you guys are modest. You don't brag about yourself. So I'm going to help brag about you, if you don't mind, because it's my show and you're my friends. Tell us about, and this was something that you posted on your Facebook page, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And by the way, folks, I'm going to be sharing all of their social media on my social media, not just for the podcast, but for on my personal social media. Excuse me, I've got a corgi begging to get out of here, so that's why there's the barking going on. But you posted something Saturday, said a big thanks to, and I guess this is what's happening today, or has already happened today, thanks to George Sefton, who will be playing the title track from the new EP at Liverpool's game at Anfield during halftime.
Yeah, we've had a lot of airplay at Liverpool's football games at half time, due to George. George is a close friend and a very big fan of the band, and we've just actually someone filming the song getting played at half time until today, and we're actually blown away by what we've just seen, which we're going to put up on Facebook probably tonight or tomorrow, so you'll be able to see for yourself. But from what I've just heard, it blew me away, because the song is so catchy and so powerful. And there must be at least over 60,000 people there listening to it.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know what come on, you cannot get better. I mean, that is some fantastic exposure right there. You know, usually, when people talk to musicians about, oh, do so-and-so, you'll get great exposure. And it's usually something where they want you to do whatever free, and it's not going to help you. And, you know, Joe and Colin, that's where I say exposure, isn't that something you can die from or get arrested for? But this is the good kind of exposure. I mean, how many people are there that game, for Pete's sake?
Oh, yeah. Again, there must have been like, you know, 50,000, 60,000 people there. Or definitely around that. The funny thing is that we only saw someone who was there, a friend of our bass player, Alan. He filmed it, because he was actually at the game, and literally about 5 minutes before we came onto the show, we were just sitting there and we were tagged in it on Facebook. And even though it was just filmed on somebody's phone, you know, while during the half time, the intensity out of that PA system. In that stadium, it was loud as hell. It was loud. So, and obviously, you'll see it yourself either later tonight or maybe tomorrow. But, that is definitely, I think, the first public playing, obviously, apart from radio station, that'll be the first major public playing outside of the song. So if the impact is the way that we felt it was just on someone on a phone, then it must have been, you know, 20 times that amount, 30 times that amount at the game and all that. Again, another proud moment. And it isn't even out yet. So this is all, you know, pre-release promotion. So if it's going this way with the pre-release promotion for it to be released in, say, what's it, two weeks' time, then I think we're off to a good start.
Oh, man. That just hearing you describe it like that, every single bit, I feel like I was there. I mean, that is that's a flex right there. That's it. Well, if you don't mind, now, you know, you guys have been very, very kind to let me have your music to play on the show. And so I'd like to play something, if you don't mind, from the new song. I mean, the new A Place to Call Our Own. Would that be okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. A Place to Call Our Own from Joe Symes and the Loving Kind.
Get a place to call our own.
A Place to Call Our Own, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. By the way, if you are listening to the live broadcast, and this is Saturday, February the 19th, 2022, in Atlanta, Georgia, where it's GMT minus 5. This is 3:27 p.m. If you're in the UK, it is 8:27 p.m. And everybody else, you can pretty well figure it out on your own. And if you want to call or talk to Joe Symes from the Loving Kind, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. Now, Blog Talk Radio assures me that that is a toll-free call if you're calling from the continental U.S. You can also, if you're too far to make that, or where you can't make a phone call, you can always message in a question or comment to me on Facebook, either through Madame Perry Salon or Jennifer Maudette Perry, and I will be checking for your phone, for your messages. There is, guys, and by the way, that is that song. Oh, it's like I love everything you do, and then you come out and outdo it. There is a group of people, guys, that are that messaged me that they are sitting in a bar in Conyers, Georgia, listening to you. They usually have a jukebox going there. They are down there listening to the show and said they're loving it. So to the guys down there at Hank's Tavern in Conyers, Georgia.
Thank you for enjoying the song.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. 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 I've enjoyed this.
A lot more of that.
Good. Good. Because we want more. You know, good, fine, great, absolute, but that keeps us wanting more and more. So, yes, we can't wait. Now, when will this EP be released?
The EP will be out on the 4th of March. It's available to pre-order now in CD and download form, and that's from our website, which is www.joesymesandthelovingkind.co.uk.
Okay. And we'll be sharing that with all of our social media as well so that everybody can find it. Because a lot of people listen to the show when they're driving or jogging, working out or whatever. So, yeah, just be sure I'll have all of that on my social media as well. Have you been able to get out and play live again?
Yeah, we did 2 gigs in 2021. The first one was at the end of August, which was in a place called Concert Square, which was an outdoor event in the centre of Liverpool. There's a lot of people there. It was a great, you know, great summer's day. And obviously, it was like not long after certain things were starting to get eased. So, you know, everyone just wants to get out and enjoy themselves. So it must be the first for quite a few people. It was our first gig back. And the whole thing was, we played some of those songs that are going to be on the new EP for the very first time live. They went down well. Everyone's just happy just to see us back. You know, for those who did see us before, we're happy to be back on stage again. It was a breath of fresh air again. And then after that, we ended the year, the 1st of December just gone. We played a 2-day benefit event, which was called Liverpool Live Aid, which was made of a homeless charity called Shelter and the Alder Hey Children's Hospital charity, which is the local children's hospital in Liverpool. A lot of money was raised. There was a lot of acts on over those 2 days from Liverpool of different varieties. But the venue itself, which was Grand Central Hall in Liverpool, it's a lovely hall, kind of reminiscent of the Roundhouse in London. It's got, you know, these pillars, and it's kind of, you know, it's a big place with a big balcony. It's like a theatre you do plays in. You know what I mean? It's very classy, very lovely place, and that was great to play. Even though everyone did only a short set, it was just the fact that, you know, to play a venue, you know, of that caliber, like a theatre, for such a good cause, it was a great way to end the year. So even though we only did 2 gigs last year, obviously because obviously things were kind of like, you know, getting back to normal, it was just great to finally get out there again and actually just play. And now that obviously things are pretty much, you know, back to the way they were almost, obviously now it's time to really, really, really get out there and obviously armed with this new EP. So the day of the EP release, which is the 4th of March, we're also playing our first gig of 2022, which is in a place called Jimmy's, which is in town. So the tickets are available for that from our website. And obviously after that, we're confirming more gigs for the year to come. It's just great just to get out there and just to play again.
Oh, heck yeah. I know it is. Well, if you only had 2 years last year, then definitely Liverpool Live Aid was one of the best because, A, you helped raise so much money for people who needed it for a cause that was very, very important. But you also got a lot of exposure in front of so many people that got to hear your music, and whether they were already fans or new fans, that is just magnificent. And also we'll be sharing too, Jimmy's. Jimmy should be packed out. Jimmy should be jamming when you guys are there.
It was originally meant to be last year, but obviously because of the restrictions getting lifted with delays, we obviously had to postpone it until March. But, you know, but again, with the release of the EP, it's better late than never.
Yeah. When, and sometimes, true, and sometimes things happen when they're supposed to, and they may have had the better effect. When people haven't been able to get out, then it certainly means more to them. I know it has over here in the U.S. for us. Once we can get out and be with our friends again and hear music, we don't take it for granted. That's for sure. But you guys and for people over here in the U.S. that don't know, people over in the U.K. already know this, but you guys have spent a lot of time and you've gotten a lot of support from the BBC playing on there. Will you talk about that? And also there was a show, the show BBC Introducing. So if you would tell us Yanks about that.
We're actually on BBC Radio Mess next weekend in Liverpool. We've done a good few bits of the BBC. Our standalone single, I'm going to find out someday and things get better. That was a feature on BBC Introducing for 6 weeks running, which is a big thing, you know, to have it played 6 weeks on the trot is a big thing. Because some bands, when they get theirs played once, but, you know, we were happy with that. And, anything to do with, the BBC being what it is, and, with its place for, the news and media and stuff and that, any exposure from them, in regard to being a band or an upcoming band, and say it's all great. It all goes on the CV, plus you get to meet the nice presenters who are the support of what you do. Whereas sometimes some other people they're not in support of what you do, and they just tend to view as I'm going on soon to, the job's finished, whereas all the stuff we've done has been very, very supported by them. And we'll continue
all
to
right.
do so.
So yeah, I mean that's certainly major deal, as well as it's like an endorsement from them, isn't it? From the BBC, it's like they're giving their push behind you.
Well, yeah, it's funny you mentioned the word endorsement. Speaking of endorsements, obviously during the heavy lockdown periods.
Mm-hmm.
We actually received some celebrity endorsements, which was pleasantly surprising. Let me think which ones were there. There was one from an American actor. His name is Michael Shiplett. He's also a musician. He was in the film Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis. And he was also in a docudrama called Killing Kennedy with Rob Lowe. And I think he was in Evan Almighty as well. I think he wrote a couple of songs for Barbra Streisand, so he's a musician as well. He did a video just endorsing the last album, the band in general. And there was some British actors as well. A friend of ours, Andy Moore, he's in one of the main soap operas in the UK called Emmerdale. He plays character called PC Mike Swirling. He's also a musician too, very good friend of ours. He was one of the first to do one. He and then picked up the last album, the band in general. And there's another actor called John McArdle. He's a Liverpool actor. He's appeared in many things on the BBC and other stations in the UK. He picked us up as well. I think there'll be more to come as well. But just like the whole idea of, like, you know, these people who, like, you know, you might see on the TV or you'll hear about us and stuff like that, you know, in a magazine or whatever, are saying, you know, we love this band, check them out, they're really, really good. That was impressive. Kenny Rogers, the late Kenny Rogers, was meant to do one, but unfortunately, I think he received the last album, but before he was about to do one, he wasn't exactly in the best of health, and he sadly passed away. So that was a bit of a shame. But he acknowledged the fact that he was aware of us, and obviously we were aware of him naturally, but he was aware of us. And was willing to, you know, to pay us that compliment back, like the way we paid him compliments as a great performer himself, was, you know, even though it was sad that it never came to pass, the fact that he was going to do something again was another thing to be proud of. And the whole idea of getting these Does What videos, again, because we couldn't do it that much at the time, again, it still helped with the publicity of the band while we were limited in what we could do. And it was just fantastic. And the ones that were done so far, we put them on our YouTube channel and on our website. So if anyone wants to see, no, they're just like little short videos, but, you know, it's all good publicity, and we're very, like, you know, we're always very grateful for the ones that have done them so far. So if anyone wants to see them, they're on the website and they're on our YouTube channel.
Oh, all right. Also, there's a couple of other and by the way, if there's anything that I have not brought up or asked you, please bring it up. You guys know that I've had a lot of herding dogs, so I'm used to being herded, and I would so just stop me and say there's something else we want to talk about, because I don't want to leave anything out just because I forgot it or didn't know. But you've also had some other musicians like Matthew Modine, Michael Keaton, no small names there, that are fans of yours.
Yeah, we actually heard that they definitely acquired, or at least heard, our first album. We'll probably need to look into that a bit more, but I think from what I heard, definitely that they did have the first album. And again, that was you know, kind of came out of the blue, and, you know, especially for our first album, we were like, wow, okay, you know, again, these are people who we've seen on films and stuff. And I think there was another actress called Robin Waite, who was in the show Deadwood, and I think she was in Sons of Anarchy, I think, as well. She had our first album as well. Obviously, we probably need to chase them up to see if they got the second album, the new EP, like, but obviously, because with the publicity that we do, it's not as if, like, you know, we've kind of, like, you know, got under the radar. We're in fact very much within the radar, because we do that much publicity, and we want to make sure that people know exactly what we're doing, where we are, and what's getting out. Like, so again, it's just, you know, it's like everything we spoke about today. It's just like, you know, things to add to your, you know, pride list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to be proud of, to go, you know, we gain exposure from that. We've been acknowledged by these people who we like and all that. It's just like, you know, we keep just like ticking on the list, and it's like, well, we can't complain, and, you know, bring on more.
Right, exactly. Hey, that's how it grows, baby. That's how it gets to be viral. I would also like to take a second, because I know that you've done this too. You guys, you can always see, and especially when people, I know people like me who are in the business of public relations and publicity, you always seem to find that the people who are successful are always easiest to work with. People who have been successful, who already have their own cred, who don't even need my show, actually, they're doing fine, are always the easiest to work with and promote it more than I do. People like Michael DeBars, whom you guys probably know. I think his band was Silverhead, and he also sang with Power Station when Robert Palmer dropped out, and he's got a radio show here. He was an easy, and there's a documentary out about him now. He was a wonderful guest. all the people who are famous, easy, but also they recognize and appreciate every single person. And you guys are great about that. Anytime somebody has you on the show, plays you your music or whatever, you guys are always wonderful. Just like the professionals you are, you always give a shout out and appreciation. If I look on your Facebook page, you'll say thanks to Outlaw Renegade Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee, for mentioning you, or just any radio. So if there are some people, I know Dee Webb I met because I think of you guys as she was playing you and became a friend. If there's anybody you want to give a shout out to, any radio or people that have played you, go right ahead.
You know, I think we'd be here for hours. You know, if we were naming individuals, it's you know, yourself included. You know, everyone who was, you know, who was promoted us, whether it be on a radio station or magazine or a review or even like podcast or anything and all that. You know, those people know who they are. You know,
they're
all going to be part of the promotion for this new EP, like they'd be part of the promotion for the previous releases and all that. They know who they are.
Yeah.
You know. We're just a team to every single one of those people, you know, who've, like yourself included, every other station and everything, every other promotional thing, company, whatever that's you know, give us the exposure over the years and all that. You know, our thanks are always go out to them equally and 100%. So you know, everyone's appreciated on an equal level, absolutely.
Well, then go to their Facebook page, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, and you'll see where these guys do, the professionals and gents that you are. And I'm going to read out just a couple, if you don't mind. There's one you posted last December that said, the band has been included in 3 plug-in books now that tell the story of the Merseyside music scene and music shops from the last 50 years. Thanks to Tony Boland. Also, Don Perry, who she and I have talked on Facebook a bit, who plays you, Mike Ashford, David Hughes, 107.5, and then you've got a lot of people too that you say in the States that like to talk to you, have you on their shows, their podcasts, and which just shows how much fun you guys are. Anyway. Oh, by the way, and also I want to repeat again before we leave, we've only got just a short time left. Friday, the 4th of March, Joe Symes and Loving Kind will be at Jimmy's, and that is in Liverpool, and I can't read the address on there, but you can go on the website and find it, and also on Joe Symes and the Loving Kind's website, all of their social media. As again, I said, I will keep playing there that as well, or sharing it as well. So, guys, do you mind if I play another song right now?
No, we'd be happy. You can play every single song we've done. We'd be happy with that.
Sweet, great. Right now, I'm going to play Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Turn me on, turn me out tonight.
Let me tell you about the things I'm gonna try when I find my way across this town tonight. In my imagination, I have found
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madame Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh. Right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, I'm like, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
Obviously, I thought, what's better than playing one Joe Simon Loving Kind band song when you can play two Joe Simon Loving Kind songs? Hi, guys. How you still doing? You still with me?
Yeah, we're still here. We're still here.
All right. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time and with your music today to be on the show. I really appreciate it. I hope you'll come back soon. And, I was going to talk about your, I'm going to be sharing, of course, your YouTube page, but Colin, you do some videos as well with drum instructions, don't you?
Not for a while. I dabbled in it once, but obviously other commitments took over. Some of those were just for fun anyway. Some of them was just me goofing around one afternoon and just going, all right, it's a Motown drum beat and stuff like that. They were just for fun. Like, you know, many people did that. That was just my little, you know, sort of like just like I put up a fun video on you know, Facebook page. That was all that was for.
Oh, well, here's one thing I'd like for people to know, because you guys all are so multi-talented. The logo for the podcast, Madame Perry Salon. It was hard for some people to get the idea of the old cultural salons where there would be musicians, artists, writers, thought leaders that would come together at the home of a patroness of the art and share their works in progress. And that's what I wanted, what I wanted to be, so I could only make it work in cyberspace. And some people would still get confused about the name. So when I needed a new logo, I went right to you, Colin White, and you made this one for me, and it is beautiful, and I thank you. It's very classy, very elegant, and I think it gets a point across. There's Madame Perry and a microphone.
Oh, glad you like it. Yeah, glad you like it.
Well, I did. Thank you. And so anywhere you see Madame Perry Salon, whether it's iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or anything, that logo was made for me by Colin White of Joe Simon Loving Kind. And it's about to go on some merch too, so I'll be sending that to you as well. So thank you. Thank you. I don't want to leave that out. And guys, before we go, do you have any final words? Anything else to say? Shout out to people before we leave?
Yeah, if you can pre-order the EP from our website, which is released on March 4th, get your pre-orders in. Now, as we speak, and it's available on CD and download, hurry up and get hold of them. I'm buying the rest of the band's music from the band website also.
And there's also T-shirts available. The band T-shirts are now available worldwide. They've been only available in the UK up until about a few weeks ago, but now we've cleared all that up, and now that they're available with to anyone who wants to buy them in the world. And also a big thanks to the ones at the bar who enjoyed our song. Check us out at our website, joesimonslovingkind.co.uk.
Perfect. All right, guys. Thank you so very much. And instead of my usual sign-out music, I'm going to sign out. Perfect song. Summer's almost coming. Joe Simon and the Loving Kind. I'm Madame Perry. Stay tuned. Oh, not stay tuned today, but stay in touch. Watch who's coming soon, because I am the luckiest woman in the world to have the best guest on a podcast of anyone. So Joe Simes, Colin White, and say hello to your other bandmate so we'll know his name.
Yes, our bass player, Alan Welsh, he couldn't make it today. He sent his apologies, but I think he'll be listening.
All right, Alan Welsh, so hopefully he'll make it next time. That would be great. Summer is almost coming. Thanks so much. And Joe Simes and the Loving Kind is coming to you.